This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Maybe things were worse than we thought.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us this Monday morning. In the rush to stabilize the financial system last fall, officials from the Treasury and from the Federal Reserve reportedly misled the public about the health of some of the nation's largest banks. That's according to the watchdog overseeing the bank bailout program, which will release that audit today. Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis may already be packing boxes, but a cloud remains over his head no matter how far from North Carolina he goes. His legal battles could flare up as soon as this week. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
The trouble stems from Bank of America's takeover of the investment bank Merrill Lynch last fall. Specifically, what Ken Lewis and other execs knew about Merrill bonuses and losses, and why that information wasn't passed on to B of A shareholders before they voted to approve the deal. Securities lawyer Bill Singer says Lewis is in the unenviable position of being the face of Bank of America.
I think the problem that Mr. Lewis has is while typically you would be mad at the institution, given that he had such a high-profile presence on the news, unfortunately for him, he really personalized much of the anger.
Anger that's being channeled by attorneys general around the country. New York's AG says just because Lewis is stepping down doesn't mean he won't be investigated. Lewis also faces scrutiny in North Carolina and a class action lawsuit in Ohio. And Lewis may find himself in federal court when B of A faces SEC charges in February. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Stock's pretty lackluster today. Not much movement in Europe right now. Markets are up, barely. In Asia, shares were lower today. Stocks were down here at home on Friday. The S&P and NASDAQ lost about 0.5%. The Dow was off 22 points. And for the week, markets were off here again. The folks behind Consumer Reports magazine have a new poll this morning that says Americans have a hard time paying for health care. Marketplace's Tamara Keith is with us live from our Washington Bureau. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning, Steve.
So this survey says 51% of Americans have had to make some tough choices. What does that mean?
The pollsters talked to more than 1,000 people last month. One of the questions that they asked was, have you done any of the following in the past year? And then there was this list of things that are bad, like putting off a doctor's visit because of cost or not being able to pay medical bills. Jim Guest is president of Consumers Union, which puts out Consumer Reports magazine and the poll.
They put off a doctor visit, a medical procedure, a test. They're cutting their pills in half. They're not filling their prescriptions. They're foregoing medical treatment that they need because of the cost. And obviously, this is affecting not just people without insurance, but people with insurance.
Also, the poll found that 73% of people they talked to said they were afraid a necessary treatment would be rationed by an insurance company.
All right. So the poll's been released. Does this, Tamara, this Consumers Union have an agenda?
Of course they do. They released this poll conveniently on the day that they're also launching a television ad campaign to push for healthcare reform legislation immediately. They want it right away. They say their goal is to bring the consumer's perspective to this debate. But of course, they're not the only ones running ads. There are about $1 million a day being spent on ads nationwide, which could make it hard for their message to break through.
All right. Marketplace's Tamara Keith in Washington. Tamara, thanks.
Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by The Economist, covering news and ideas from around the world and the connections between them. The Economist, on newsstands, in bookstores, and at economist.com. And by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Producemore, conservemore.com.
It's now the first days of fiscal 2010 for the U.S. government, so expect some budget deficit figures from the last fiscal year. And my, how the politics behind the deficit have changed. Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan is with us this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve.
So how do they come up with these numbers?
Well, there are actually two sets of numbers.
Okay.
The first set is the number almost everybody uses, $1.6 trillion, which will be the official deficit number. And then there's the number I use and a few other aged cranks who care about things. And our number is roughly $2 trillion.
All right. Now, that's a big difference between those two numbers. That's $400 billion difference.
God, you're quick.
Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. And the difference is about $200 billion of the Social Security surplus, which consists of the government borrowing money from Social Security taxpayers, reduces the deficit, but not to me. And then there's about another $200 billion of interest the government pays that, for reasons I don't want to go into, don't really count in the deficit.
I can remember a time, Alan, when we were talking about budget deficits. We were talking $200, $300, $400 billion. I mean, there was none of this $1-point-some-odd trillion. I mean, are we in uncharted territory, and is this really bad?
Well, I think it's really bad. What you're going to start hearing is two sets of things, one of which is going to be, well, as a percentage of the economy, this number is only about half the deficits we had during World War II, so they really don't matter. That's going to be one set. And the other set is going to say the end of the world is at hand.
We know what kind of problems go along with deficits and high debt. What kind of issues are we likely to confront first with all this, though?
Well, if this doesn't stop, and I don't think it will, we're going to discover that the rest of the world is going to want higher interest rates to lend money to the United States than it now is demanding. And a lot of this money that we're paying in interest basically leaves the country, as opposed to, say, World War II, where the deficits as a percent of the economy were much bigger, but we financed them pretty much inside the country. So the interest payments that the government was making stayed inside the country, and the money was recycled. Now it's going to leave. And that is not a good thing.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan joining us this morning. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
Woolworths in Australia is a household store and supermarket. Its new logo is a W that's styled like a piece of fruit, leaf on top and all. And they want a trademark for the logo. Problem is, Apple Computers thinks that pick is a little too close for comfort, so it's mounted a challenge. No comment from Apple, but the guy who designed the Woolworth logo says Apple could spoil the design of any fruit seller. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.